Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart, an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Church. Our ministry website is www.newvisionforlife.com, where we align our heart with the heart of God. Please join our hosts, Apostle Etta Banks and Minister Tamika Garnes, as we get to the heart of the matter.
Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I totally apologize for the, technical difficulty that we had. Praise God. I do apologize. Just let me check one more thing. Good morning, Joyce. Is everything okay on your end now?
Everything is loud and clear.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, beloved. Thank you so very
All right.
much.
No problem.
Amen. All right, folks. Amen. I don't know what happened, but I called in plenty of time and couldn't get any sound on my end, and I could see where y'all were calling in. And I couldn't do anything, and of course I went to my standby, and that was Joyce, Lady Joyce, and as always she came through for me. So thanks be to God. To God be the glory. Okay, thanks. Whew. All righty. So, good morning. Let's do roll call this morning. Good morning to Tamika. Good morning to Joyce and Lester. Good morning to Tabika. Good morning to Teresa and Isaiah and Deacon Farr and Prophetess Dawn and Prophetess Kim. Good morning to you all. Good morning. And I know we lost a couple of people that came on and heard that there was no show, so they went on, but the devil is a liar. I'm praying that they come back. Yeah, that they come back, and we'll do what we can. And Lady Tabika, Minister Tabika, is not with us this morning. This is her Saturday for working. So she won't be with us this morning. So now I've got to put my woman's skill together and what am I trying to do? Oh, talk on the radio show, text a couple of people that I saw that came on the first time and left because it said there was no show. So I'm trying to contact those people back. So to God be the glory, seeing if Tamika was here, she would be doing this for me. And as it stands, I got to try to do it all myself. But we know that God will work it out. He will work this thing out for us. Yes, ma'am, he will work it out for us. So let us go ahead. We're going to open in prayer. Oh, help me, Father, here. Okay, there we go. I'm on now. Okay, we're going to open in prayer and go forth from that point. Oh, and I also wanted to say good morning to Deacon Thomas Farr. All right, loves, let's go. Heavenly Father, dear God, we do thank you for this day, for this truly is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I thank you, Father God, for your love, your grace, and your mercy. I thank you, Father God, that you have kept us safe thus far. You brought us through the night. You've given us another day in which to glorify your holy name, to magnify you, Lord God, and lift your name high above all names, Lord. I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you kept us protected throughout the night. For there are many, Lord God, who don't have the privilege of being with you on this side of heaven, Lord God. But we thank you that we are here today. I pray that you have your way on this line today, Lord God. I bind up every distraction, every technical difficulty. I bind it up right now in the name of Jesus, that we shall go forth as you so deemed it to be for the day. Heavenly Father, for those that need healing today, I provoke your healing virtue to flow through this line. Even as I speak, we call forth healing and deliverance. We declare that it is done in the name of Jesus. I thank you for Holy Spirit, O God, that woos us, O God, to the point of salvation, that you love us so much, Lord God, that you even let your Spirit, O God, woo us, Lord God. You pursue us and do so in your Son's name, Lord God. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for salvation. We thank you for the healing and deliverance. We thank you for the provision. We thank you for the protection. We thank you, Lord God, for who you are and all that you're doing. Father, even when we don't see you, Lord God, you are still moving. Lord God, when we don't feel you, you are still moving, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that your movement and what you do in our life is not dependent on how we feel. So I praise your holy name, Lord, for all that you're doing. I praise your holy name that as you continue to do it, may your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. And again, this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice, 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 and be glad in it. In Jesus' awesome, magnificent, and marvelous name, amen and amen. Amen, saints. Amen. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. Again, I thank the Lord for this day. I thank him for each and every one of you. You are what makes me tick, what makes me get up on Saturday mornings. I tell you what makes me want to get up on Saturday mornings. It is you, my loves, here on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. I want to, before we actually open up and go into the topic for today, I want to pull my sister in for one moment. Let me see here. Do I have you? Denise, do I have you, darling? Hello? Denise? Okay. Oh. She might be having. Hello? Denise? I heard her a little bit, but then she disappeared. Okay. I will mute her back out. And Denise, when you can hear clearly, press 1 on your keypad, please. Hello, Joyce?
Yes.
Hello? Yes, darling. Yes. Did you press 1 on your keypad?
No.
You didn't. Okay. That light just came on. Just because it wants me to know that you're there. Okay.
All right.
Peace and blessings. Thank you. Yes. Okay. Hello, Denise. And she pressed 1 on her keypad, and I have her lit up here. Denise, do you hear me? Okay. Just one moment. Okay, Denise? Hello? There we go again, having the difficulty. Does she definitely press 1 on her keypad? I have pressed her button to bring her in. Hello, Denise? Okay, but she said she's texted me and said she's not coming through. All right, I don't know what's happening. I don't know what is happening here. Anyway, the reason why I wanted to speak to my sister because today is her 46th anniversary. Today is her 46th anniversary, and I wanted to say happy anniversary to her. And so, darling, know that I love you desperately, and there is none like you, and I thank God for you. Now, the other thing, saints, I'm telling you, this just ties in so perfectly here for me. The other thing that is so awesome about today, my topic today is going to be about fathers and Father's Day, because you know we're not together on Sunday. So we're going to talk about fathers today and Father's Day being tomorrow. Now, besides it being my sister's 46th anniversary, it is also the day, June the 20th, the day that my father passed away. I think 46 or 47 years ago. It was much longer than that. That's right. It was much longer than that because I was only 9. So it's been 57 years ago that my father passed on June the 20th. And when my sister got old enough to get married and decided to accept her husband's proposal, she decided to get married on the anniversary date of my father's demise, so that when that day came up, we would not concentrate on the sadness of the day, but on the celebratory part of the day, which would be her anniversary. And when June the 20th come up, her anniversary is the first thing I think about. And then I remember, oh, this is the same day that my father passed away. And, you know, so it just ties in. And as it turns out today, this is the day that I would be discussing fathers. And so look just how wonderful that worked out for us today. And I am so sorry that wait one moment. I think I might know what the problem is. Okay, Denise, can you speak now? Let's see if you can come in now. Denise,
hello?
There you are.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Okay.
Yes, okay. I saw what happened just out of the clear blue sky. My speakers, my speakers muted themselves. So like I said, you know, the technical difficulty, my speakers actually muted themselves, and that's why I could not hear you. So bless the Lord. Happy anniversary, beloved.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. It is
amen.
A wonderful day.
Yes, 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 yes. Amen. Amen. So did I get the story right about your reasoning for doing this on June the 20th, your wedding day?
Yes. I grieved so much over Daddy's in a way that it was just very hard for me when his birthday would roll around and when the date of his death would roll around. And it was the only way I could get over the grieving. I had to find a reason to rejoice. And it was really something, because when I had prayed and asked God for a husband, and there were different characteristics in Dad that are in my husband, and I felt like God gave me part of what I needed. And it turns out his name is Lee, just like our father. I didn't marry him for that reason, but it's a good one. It helped.
Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. All right. All right. Amen. 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 And I didn't realize they shared the same shared a middle name, basically. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. All righty. All righty. Well, saints, we are going to speak about fathers today. And, we know that, you know, Mother's Day is the greatest, one of the greatest days of the year. And Father's Day is not celebrated as highly as Mother's Day is. But thanks to God, I'm telling you, if we realized how important fathers are in a child's life, we would honor our dads so much more than we do. And I, when I say our dads, it sounds like I'm talking about, yes, the children honoring their fathers. And yes, I am speaking about that, but also the responsibilities of the mothers to speak highly of the fathers. And I know even before I even finish my thought, you know, there are some of you saying, but you know that they're lousy fathers and, you know, dads weren't around. We know all of the negative things. We know it. We've heard it throughout the years and so forth. But I want you today to concentrate on the goodness in the father that you had, have or had, the father figure that you had, whether it was a godfather, a uncle, a older brother, you know, a cousin, but someone that played the role of father in your life. And then take it from there and concentrate on Abba, Father. He is the father that there is no evil in him whatsoever. There's no evil in him. He is good. He is loving. He's a protector. He's a provider. He's everything that a father is to be. And without flaws, he's perfect. Abba Father is perfect. And so we want to concentrate on those things. Now, beloved, I also want you to know that, excuse me, I also want you to know that it is known that, okay, let me do it this way. And it is a guarantee, okay, a guarantee that your children 5 times less likely, would be 5 times less likely to commit suicide, 32 times less likely to run away, 20 times less likely to have behavioral disorders, 14 times less likely to commit rape, 9 times less likely to drop out of high school, 10 times less likely to abuse substance, chemical substance, and 9 times less likely to end up in a state-operated institution. And how is that done? It is done by the presence of the father in the home. The presence of the father in the home makes that much of a difference. And I'm telling you, that is powerful. That is extremely, extremely powerful to know that the father in the home can help prevent some of these tragedies that I just mentioned. And you hear, it didn't say 100% chance of it not happening. No, 5 times here, 32 times less here, 20 here, 9 here, 10 here. The point is, their presence is that important. In 1 Thessalonians 2 and verse 11, the word says, and this is the NASB version, the word says, just as you know how we are exhorting, encouraging, and imploring each one of you as a father would his own children. And this is Paul talking, and he's talking to the people, you know, that he's ministering to, that he's mentoring and so forth, and the followers of Christ. He's speaking to them, and he's saying the way that a father would exhort his own children, the way that a father would encourage his own children, the way that he would implore them, he would beseech them, you know, the way that a father would do this with his own children, this is how Paul was talking to them. This is how Paul was talking to them. The presence of a father in a home makes a tremendous difference in a child's future. And according to Gallup's Father's Day poll, 40% of the men between the age of 18 and 49 feel that their father was the greatest parental influence as compared to just 23% of the men over 50 years old. Saints of God, it is so important for us to have the fathers in the home. And look, I'm not saying have them there at the sake of your life. You know, there are people that are in domestic violent relationships, and it is not the best thing for that father to be in the home if he's harming you or your children. That would not be the best. There are other situations where it may not be the best, but on the whole, it is better for fathers to be present, and if not in the home, so present in their children's life that the great and good things that could come out of it will come out of it. And that is so important. And it's important for the women to speak good, to speak highly of the men that are the father figures in the home or the ones that are taking care of your, helping to take care of your children or mentoring your children. A father is a male parent. Okay, that's simply defined. He's a male parent, but biblically defined, he's so much more. When we look at the when we take a Bible in our hands, that is the when a father, I mean, when he takes a Bible in his hand, that is the manual that he uses to raise his children. The Bible is full of stories about the love of God for us, the love that God has for his son. It shares a lot of stories about the earthly fathers who did the things that they did for their husbands, I mean, oh, God help me, for their children. And some of those we want to imitate, and some of them we want to avoid. In the Bible, we're going to see good fathers and bad fathers, just like we have today. Good fathers and bad fathers. Let me, praise God, let me, my sister's button is pressed again. Darling, what was that a comment that you wanted to make?
Ooh. Turn on. Hello?
Yes, did you have your button pressed for a comment?
Yeah, I did. Because you're talking about how important fathers are. Daddy left a lasting impression on me. He was always concerned with education because he had to drop out of school at 8 years old and go work in the fields. And so he always encouraged me with reading, and instead of him reading me to sleep, I would read to him at night. And the importance of education to him made me want to do good in school so I could make him proud. And so fathers don't have to be there always. They have to be there enough to make an impression, to seal something into their children. Whether good or bad, they're going to put things in us. But those fathers, we need fathers to instill good things in their children while they're young. Because they say that a child, by the time he's 8, he is most of who he is, or 6, something like that. And so early years are very important that a father is in a child's life.
Amen. Amen. Absolutely. Absolutely. And that is so true. Now, Saints, you heard what she said. And Denise, how old were you when Daddy passed away?
I was 6.
6 years old. Now, listen to the adoration, the influence, and all that he had on her life by the time she was 6 years old. And she was reading to him at night, okay? And he passed. Like I said, I knew she was, of course, younger than me because I'm the oldest of the 5 children. So I knew he was younger. I mean, she was younger, praise be unto God. And he passed 7 days before I turned 9 years old. So, and while she was talking, I'm like, my goodness, okay, girl, how old were you? You know, 6 years old. And still to this day, praise be unto God, still to this day, you know, this is something that has influenced her life all of these years. And I'm sure each of you have something that you can remember about your father that you that influenced you. And there are things, like I said, that aren't so pleasant. There are things that aren't so pleasant, like what she just said. I just learned that today. I did not know that. And there are things that Daddy and I did together, you know, that I'm sure that either she wouldn't remember, or it wasn't as important to her as the reading was to her, and it influenced her. Her educational life, it influenced her. So there are things that you can share about a memory that you have with your father. So, of course, you know me. I'm always asking y'all to share. So because this is what? This is Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. That's what we do here on Heart to Heart. So if there is a memory that you have, and even may one, it may be one you're still sharing, because everybody's father has not gone on to be with our Heavenly Father. So if you have a memory that you would like to share, or a tradition that you and your dad have, give a shout out to your father by pressing the one on your keypad, and share with us some of your memories of your dad. I want us to really spend time exalting our dads today. It is so vitally important. And listen, let me say this real quick. Father God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, everyone did not have that father at home. Everyone does not have a pleasant memory of their father. So God, right now, I ask you to touch the brokenhearted. Touch that brokenhearted woman, Lord God, the little girl in her that was hurt by her father. Touch the heart of that boy, Lord God. That boy, Lord God, that didn't have his father at home and no one there to be an example for him. Father, touch the brokenness, the wounded spirit right now in the name of Kodamasiti, in the name of Jesus. Lord, touch, heal, deliver. And God, set them free. I ask you, Lord God, to overflow them. Let your spirit of forgiveness overflow. First, Lord God, bring them to your saving grace, that by your grace, oh God, they will accept you as Lord and your son, Jesus, as Lord and Savior of their life. And after accepting him, receiving this by faith, and receiving the grace of God, then, Lord God, by your spirit, let the spirit of forgiveness flow within them. Let the spirit of healing flow within them, Lord God. I bind up, oh God, the enemy's tactic, oh Father, to keep a family divided, Father, when it was your design together as a unit, Lord God. Father, whether we live together or whether we're just together in spirit and in heart and in love. Bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. Heal the brokenhearted in the name of Jesus. Heal the wounded vessels in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let it be done that you would be glorified, and one more time, that Satan would be horrified that he failed. He failed at what he was attempting to do. So I thank you right now. I thank you for deliverance in the name of Jesus. I thank you for healing in the name of Jesus. I thank you for salvation with redemption power. Restore that which has been lost. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen, amen. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. You know, that hit me in my spirit as I was saying, I want us to exhort our fathers and celebrate, you know, our fathers and tell something good about them. And I heard, but you don't know what I went through. You don't know the sad things I had to deal with or the bad things. And you're right, I don't know them all. I don't know them all. That's why that prayer came. But let me tell you something, beloved. Just like when I was mentioning that the Bible is filled with stories of parents, fathers and children, especially the fathers and the sons, that there are going to be some we want to imitate and some we want to avoid. No matter what, your father had some type of influence on your life, and all of it can work out for your good. If what the relationship you and your dad had was not a good relationship, you have learned some things that you want to be sure you don't do in your relationship. And God forbid that you might be doing some of those things now. Beloved, now is your chance, Dad, for you to back up, regroup, start at a different place, change those things, ask God to forgive you. Don't walk around with hatred and bitterness that you may have had for your dad, and you're displaying those same characteristics in your own children. Make the buck here. Make it stop here, beloved. Make it stop here. So, okay, beloved, if you have something that you would like to share about your dad, please press 1 on your keypad and share with us something that you would like to share about your father, about your father. In the meantime, praise be unto God. In the meantime, as we go on, the fact that a father can make a positive difference in the child's life is so vitally important. And the Bible assumes the positive influence of the Father. Jesus taught us to refer to God as our Father who art in heaven. Now hear that, our Father who art in heaven. So don't get him confused with the Father here on earth. The Father who art in heaven. And when Jesus assumed that a father would always have the child's best interest at heart, he asked, what man is there among you when a son asks for a loaf that you would give him a stone? And the text that I read in the beginning, in 1 Thessalonians, when Paul was looking at the analogy of the relationship and the child, he used three words to describe the father's role: exhorting, which is advising earnestly; encouraging, which is giving hope or confidence or to stimulate; and to implore, which is to beseech or to request earnestly. All three of those words imply an intensity in what it is. So fathers advise, they motivate, and they give instructions. and they do this with intensity. This is how we know how they are important. They are vitally important because of this role that they play, this role that they play. And I'm telling you, the love of the father does so much. A boy looks for his father to say, son, I have faith in you. I have confidence in you. You can do this. Son, I am proud of you. I am proud of you. The daughter, her father is her first boyfriend. That's her first love. You know, that's her superhero. And she looks for daddy to be the one that tells her and persuade her that it is all right for her to save herself, to wait for the right person to come along, that she is worth the wait. She is his princess. She is beautiful. She is smart. You know, so daddies, you know, go along that way with the girls and with the boys. Man, you're strong. I'm confident in you. You can do this. I got your back. And daddy, nurturing with the daughter, you're beautiful, you're this, you're that, you're worth the wait, and so forth. So for the fathers, you know, the thing is that you should live your life so that when your children grow up and people say to your sons or your daughters, you remind me of your father, you remind me of your father, they will stick their chest out. Yes, yes. Just like my sister was saying, she wanted to get her education to make daddy proud so his chest would stick out. And as she was saying it today, you know, my chest sticks out of saying, that's what my father did for my sister. And understand this, that as a father, the only possession that you can take to heaven is your family. We can't take, I said we like I'm a father, right? But we can't take gold or silver, our money, our houses, our cars, our this, our that. No material thing can we take. But if we or the men as fathers are saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, they teach their children the word of God, and their children get saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, guess what? The family goes to heaven. They go to heaven. And that's the only thing that a father can take to heaven. That's the only thing that he can take to heaven. It's his family. It's his family. It's his family. So let me check and see now. Is there anyone, beloved? Now, look, y'all are not going to do what the average Joe does, okay? Because I know my audience. Thank you very much, beloved. Thank you, Prophetess. How are you, beloved?
Good. How are you? I said, let me just chime on in and share.
Yes. I'm telling you.
Amen. You know, my mother and father separated when I was about 9 or 10. But one of the things I always knew, my father's deceased now, is my father was a provider for our home, and I knew that anything I needed, he was going to make sure I had it. Even though they were separated, as they ended up divorced, I spent time with my dad, but I knew my dad loved me. I knew my dad respected me, and even as he got older and I had to take care of him and when he had a stroke, and he ended up actually in a nursing home rehab. But my father, I knew I had his respect. I had his love in spite of the fact that he and my mother, did not stay together. And that's something I carry with me. And it does make a difference when you have the love of your father. So even as it relates to my relationship with God, a lot of times our relationship with our earthly father it impacts our relationship with our Heavenly Father. So
Yes.
You know, when we are distant from our earthly father, we kind of have a hard time having a close relationship with God. We see him as someone far off, but he is, like you said, he is our father. He takes care of us. So I just thank God, you know, for being able to have those memories in the midst of everything. And even in the things that my dad didn't do right with my mom, God's hand was still in the midst of it on my life, because I remember even as a child praying for my mother and father at 3 or 4 years old. So it's like that was just like God birthed that intercessory gift even in me from childhood. So God truly works all things together for our good. And one other thing I'd like to share, not just about my father, but the importance, like you said, of having biblically the blessings and the priestly conferring of the blessings upon us from our father is very important. And we see it was so important that Jacob tried to steal it from Esau.
Yes.
So, you know, it's very important that we have that blessing from our father, and a lot of us have not had it. And it's funny, again, your topic this week is something that I was sharing with my girlfriend. I said, God has been speaking to me about the priestly blessings from a father, and many of us have not had it and have missed it. But I declare for myself in the name of Jesus, or everybody, I'm going to get everything that I was supposed to have that I missed from the priestly blessings from my natural father, that I'm going to get it from, divinely from my heavenly Father, and I'm not
going to
miss anything.
All right. Amen.
So,
amen.
Praise
be unto God. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Awesome. 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 Darling, thank you so much for sharing. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. All righty. Joyce, God bless you, woman of God.
Yes. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning, Anna. Can you hear me?
Amen. Yes, I can hear you now, honey.
Okay. Just want to give honor to my father. And again, a rough start, but God brought it full circle. As I told you last year, my father was not able to read or write or anything, couldn't read at all. And when God touched him, he learned to read only the Bible. We used to practice and practice and practice and practice and practice with him, because he was a preacher. We used to practice that sermon with him, and God just took everything that happened in his life before, and he brought it full circle. I love my dad with all my heart, with all my soul, Father, and he did little or nothing in my life, but he gave me, and then God gave the increase. So at the end of his life, God brought that thing full circle. I always loved him, never stopped loving him. Didn't understand why I loved him, but God. So I thank you for giving me life.
Amen. There you go. There you go. Beloved, thank you so very much. Thank you for sharing that. Amen. Good morning, beloved. Your last four digits, 4831. God bless you.
Good morning, Apostle.
Good morning, Prophet. How are you, dear heart?
I'm doing good.
Happy Father's Day to you, beloved.
Thank you. I was listening, and I was laying here thinking, my father provided in the natural for the family, and he worked very hard, and I know that's a lot of where I my drive to work as hard as I do was seeing my dad do that. But one of the things that I needed as the youngest son and the baby of the family was I needed to hear my father tell me that he loved me. He was always there. He provided. He met all of the needs. But the one thing that I needed was to hear those words come from him. And all through my childhood, I don't ever remember hearing my father say that. And it took, honestly, it was 18 years ago now that I finally heard those words come out of his mouth. And I remember it because I was somber and I was in the process of transitioning from New Orleans to Lake Charles, Louisiana, and I was sleeping on the floor of our new house in Lake Charles, and I called my dad and I was talking to him and just sharing with him what we were doing and what was going on, and I don't know why something I said, my dad said, "Well, I want to say something to you, Michael," and I'm like, "Okay." He says, "I don't think I've ever told you this." He says, "But I need to tell you that I love you." And
wow.
I just broke down in tears. And
wow.
I didn't realize how much in the natural I needed that to fulfill who I really was. I knew it by then that I was loved by God. I knew that I had a call of God on my life. But it's like there was always something missing. It's like there was a gap in my life. And Joyce just said it. One of the things that I have strived to do with all of our kids is to speak a blessing over them. And
mm-hmm.
I'll do it periodically from time to time. I'll call them up and I'll just speak a blessing over them and tell them how much I bless them and to encourage them. And I do that, one, because I believe that's part of my role as their father. But two,
mm-hmm.
as a man of God, that's a function that we, the men and women of God, should be doing over those that God has placed underneath us, is to speak a blessing over them and to give them, as Joy said, that priestly blessing. And
mm-hmm.
many pastors and many leaders don't do that. But I have strived to do that with all of our kids. I may not do that in the church, but I will do that with our kids because I know how much that can change who they are.
Right.
And change what they're doing. But I believe that there are many people that they need to hear those words come from their father. So that they know, they may see all the signs, but if they never hear the word,
right.
And I'm saying all that because it took, my older brother finally had to share with me, and I think this was maybe right after my dad passed away. He said, "Well, you know that dad's upbringing and where dad came from, for those that don't know, I was adopted. So my dad is originally from Argentina, and that culture, men don't openly talk about their feelings.
Right.
That's their culture.
Right.
And I didn't understand that until my older brother mentioned that to me one day, and I'm like, that's why it took him so long to ever tell me that he loved me, because
mm-hmm.
of his culture. But I needed that. To
yeah.
fulfill who I am, I needed to hear those words come out of his mouth. So I'm saying that because even if you're seeing everything else from your father, but you still feel like there's a void, that void could be the simple thing of you just need to hear those simple words to know that you're loved,
mm-hmm.
to know that telling you out of his mouth that he loves you. He's not just showing you, but he's telling
mm-hmm.
you that he loves you. But I thank
mm-hmm.
God for my father because I wouldn't be who I am had he
right.
not been who he was.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Prophet Rafa. Thank you so very, very much. Really appreciate it. Amen. We have another caller here. Amen. Good morning, Teresa. Good morning, beloved. How are you?
Good morning. I am wonderful, and I was
yes,
just I was just thinking that I too was adopted, and my adopted father, which is my uncle, saved me from my biological father. So he really shaped me into who I am, and I was just sitting here laughing because I was attached to his coattails. When
mm-hmm.
he went, I
yes.
went. From church
yes.
to work. And he taught me I could do anything. because mm-hmm. I used to, the thing that I loved most was he worked at Metropolitan Wire Goods, and he mm-hmm. would take me to work with him on Saturdays. And the guys would treat me like a little princess, and I learned how to, you know, do inventory and even let me work on some of the little baskets and things. So every time mm-hmm. I see the dish rack baskets and I see the wire racks and things, I always think of him. So
yes.
that was my heart. That was my love. And I am who I am because of him.
Amen.
So, and happy Father's Day to all who are on the line.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, beloved. Thank you for sharing that. And y'all have heard me say, you know, about Teresa, that we've been friends since we were 12 years old. So I was able, of course, to even witness her being stuck to his tailcoat. I mean, she was. And it was her dad, you know, that took our family to church and so forth and so on. And but just like she said, every time she sees those wire racks and all, Teresa, every time I see one, I think of Uncle Eddie. I think of him so much because I remember the wire racks. I remember them. So thank you for sharing. And listen, y'all, I want to say, you know, y'all are awesome. Y'all are all awesome. But you cracked me up that y'all sit here and let me for a whole half an hour say, okay, press one on your keypad and share and so forth. And finally, when one person breaks through, thank God for the first one that breaks through, then the rest of you come through. All of y'all are big girls and guys. Y'all can come be the first one sometime to come through. But I'm just so grateful. It's so good to hear from you. We got 3 minutes left. If there's anyone else that wishes to give a salutation about their father, you have the opportunity to do so. And while we're looking at that, I'm going to let Denise come back in. I think she had one more story she wanted to share with us. Go ahead, beloved.
Yes, I wanted to say how important it is because fathers are protectors. And my husband mm-hmm. always watched over his daughter, his kids. But if ever she needed him, he was there. And I remember she moved to North Carolina. We were in Pennsylvania. And she called and wanted to come home. He was working that day, and he said, go get her. And it was like, drop everything and get her because our daughter wants to come home. And that's how our Heavenly Father is. He is a protector to us just the way my husband, and even more, was to his daughter. And mm-hmm. and we look at our Heavenly Father the way we look at our natural father. And she mm-hmm. knows that God will always be there for her because her dad was there for her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. And it's awesome. It's awesome as y'all are making these statements about your fathers. And let me touch back on what Prophetess Kim said, you know, which we all know that is true, and y'all have mentioned it, that how we see our earthly father is how we view God, who is our heavenly father. And it's also those that have negative relationships with God, with their earthly father, have major difficulty in trusting God. Major difficulty in trusting who God is, because as far as they're concerned, when they hear the word father or daddy, they instantly get that picture of the father that either was there for them or wasn't there, or that treated them negatively. And that's what they see. That's what they remember. That's what they feel. And so it takes some working of the Holy Spirit to work on the hearts and the brokenness in a person that has had a negative influence about their father, to woo them to the place of understanding that God truly does love them, He truly does love them. And that's why I believe when Jesus did the model, the prayer modeled, and when he said, "Our Father who art in heaven," he wanted to be sure that you didn't confuse him with the Father that's here on earth. Our Father who art in heaven. And thank God for the good fathers we've had here on earth, for the uncles, the cousins, the godfathers, all of those that stepped in place to be a mentor to us. And I know I hear the mothers screaming, but I had to be a father to my children because they weren't home. Darling, let me correct that statement. You were not a father to them, okay? You were not a father. What you did was you did some of the things that a father was supposed to do. You were a great mother. That's what you were and are, a great mother who filled in where she had to fill in. But women, we can never be the father to someone. We can never be the father to someone. Even spiritually, we are spiritual mothers. We are spiritual mothers to the people that God puts in our lives, you know, for us to be mothers to. And anybody that had to step in, like my mother, for instance, like I said, my father died when I was 9 years old. My mother became, of course, the sole breadwinner, had five children, became the sole breadwinner. She had to work. She worked 2 and 3 jobs. She had to try to be at events that her children were at. You know, she provided for us. She had to do the spiritual provision for us. You know, mother had to do the things mother and father did. That's what she had to do. But I, you know that she's mom. She's mom, you know, that took up the slack where dad was not there to do. Mother did those things. So we need to be mindful of that. And I have no problems with people, children, that give their mothers gifts for Father's Day because the mothers stepped in and did the fatherly duties, You know, I understand. I understand. I know there were times when we gave our mother Father's Day cards and we put a line through father and write the mother over it, or give her the card with the father part being said there, period, you know, whatever the case may be. But all in all, we know that we have one true Father, that our Heavenly Father, and we are thankful for what goodness, as Prophetess Kim said, no matter what you had with your earthly father, God will definitely turn things around and make good come out of it all the way around. Beloved, I love you. Happy Father's Day to all of you. Go and bless your fathers on tomorrow. Blessings to them. Blessings to you. I love you. Take care. And we'll meet you back here on next Saturday. Next Saturday. God bless you. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Heart with Bishop Etta Banks. Heart to Heart is an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life, Kingdom Builders. Please visit our ministry website at www.newvisionforlife.com. As always, beloved, I pray that God will bless you and bless you mightily. And as he does, you will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless someone. Then that person will turn around and bless God Almighty for the blessings that he bestowed upon them. And then God, in his awesome and infinite wisdom, will turn around and bless you one more time because you knew what to do with the blessings he bestowed upon you. I thank God for the completion of the circle of blessings. I beseech you, therefore, in the name of Jesus, that you go forth today and be a blessing to someone. And when you do, do so on purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.